A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with me on the line. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, folks. Good morning, Jerry.
No, we're going to start with an observation, I suppose, that's come in, and a comment that's come in based on the issue we talked about last week on the programme. We were talking about that listener who got in touch about his wife's very demanding grandmother and the pressure that she was putting them on and wanted to cut off ties with them. A listener got in touch, and we were having a general discussion about that last week. Elderly people have to be respected, but if they start to disrespect you, then you need to sit down and have a wee chat and explain how you feel. If this is not respected, then you must decide for yourself if you want to be part of this. It will take a toll on not only you, but on your family. So if you're strong enough, you will opt out of it, or put up with it, I should say. But if not, just think seriously about it and what you will do next and take control of the situation. What do we make of that suggestion?
Tony?
Generally, I would agree with it, but I'd again throw in a few caveats here and there, because generally speaking, when we get old, the brain begins to slow down. We can become quite ill in various ways. And the other thing is, they can become angry at life, and it's not angry at any one person. So taking all those into consideration, yes, I would agree with, no matter what's wrong with you, it doesn't give you the right to attack anybody else. And if that is the case, then there could be, of course, there could be a mental deterioration going on where, you know, a person doesn't see anything wrong with themselves attacking somebody else verbally or otherwise. And, you know, as I say, taking those into consideration, generally I would agree with that letter.
I think that, like, I agree with it. However, I think not only in this situation, but in every situation, it comes down to one fact. The only person I'm capable of changing the behaviour and control is myself. I need to take a decision, maybe in consultation with others, about how I have decided to take the situation, whether I put up with it or not.
Yeah.
But ultimately, having a chat is grand. If the other person doesn't change, then I think I need to kind of step up and say, well, this is what I'm going to do in future.
Yeah. Do you need to have your plan B in your head before you have
Definitely.
The chat, Val?
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
And plan C and plan D as well. I people go in with a single focus into a situation like this and create havoc, and it really needs a fair bit of thinking out.
Yeah, I will say again what I said last week. Sometimes people knee-jerk, and it doesn't mean that that's the norm for them. It means that it's a knee-jerk, which they may or may not regret afterwards, and for which they may or may not apologise afterwards. So I think we need to understand that people knee-jerk, and it doesn't mean that this is the way it's going to be in the future. However, I think the first thing I said still stands. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and that is the important point about it, that you come up with that, and you come up with that as your position on it before you move forward in relation to it. You have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667 123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. We want to hear from you on the programme. Lots more to get to. We'll get to more queries with Tony and Val as well after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony and Val McGinley with us on the line. Another suggestion coming in relation to our query we were talking about before the break and last week. A listener says, yes, some older people can become very self-centred and selfish. Talking gets nowhere. The only course to take is to act. I know that belatedly now. I used to try and reason with the person, but it was a waste of time. Now, that's obviously an example of a sad outcome for somebody. I would suggest it's just not old people. There's all sorts of people of all ages can be self-centered and selfish. But is that a point that we need to consider, that this may not have a good outcome?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Definitely. The other thing I think is that I can be kind and firm. I don't have to be harsh and firm.
It doesn't have to be a big fallout, blow-up argument, I'll never talk to you again. You can do it in a kinder way, shall we say.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Tony?
And also express my gratitude to the other person and still be firm and still take action.
Okay.
And I want to thank the listeners for writing in their comments.
Yeah, really appreciate all the observations on that one. Listen, we're going to move to our next query. A listener gets in touch with us and says that something really upset me recently. In a heated argument, my son called me a mean mother a few months ago. Later, I told him I never again wanted to be called that. It's me now, and every time we argue, he calls me mean when I specifically asked him not to. So, am I mean and don't consciously know it? And what can I do about this?
Tony.
Okay, the first thing I would do is ask questions, because right there hops out at me every time we argue. Now, how many times do you argue? Is it a constant thing? Have you an attitude towards your son? Does he have an attitude to you? What's his behavior? What's his age? I mean, there's more questions than answers here. But, you know, let's take this, that this is an argument perceived in different ways. And if you're coming back hard at him, he might deserve it, he might not deserve it. So, as I say, there's a lot of questions in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing I think is don't ever hand anyone a weapon. Whatever you do, don't say to Jerry O'Sullivan, Jerry, don't ever refer to me as a bee. Whatever you do, don't, because then you know how to get at me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they know then what to throw at you to cause the most damage and the most pain.
Yeah, yeah, I remember an incident when my kid was about 13 and he was in my office with me and I was on the computer and he said to me, I suppose I'd better own up. And I said, own up to what? He said, I was very cross with you a few weeks ago and I wiped all your best time scores. No, I couldn't give a sugar if all my best times were wiped. It's the computer that records them, not me. But I was facing away from him and I knew that I'd better kind of act a certain way. So I checked the best time scores for his sake. They were all wiped. And then I turned and said, you did this? How on earth could you be so mean as to do this for me? And I was thinking, if that's all that he ever does to me,
won't it be a grand thing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tony, one of those questions here, and is in relation to the heated argument. Would it be whether this argument was over money? If the son was asking for money or demanding money and calling the mother mean because she wouldn't give it?
Yeah. You actually hit quite another question there. Is mean with money or goods, or is it just mean-minded that he means, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be. I mean, if he's a 12 or 13-year-old or something like that, and he's short on pocket money and she's a bit tight with it, as I say, there are more questions than answers in this letter.
There certainly are, indeed. And Val, on what you were saying there, famous quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
All right, okay.
So that's kind of what you were saying in terms of don't give anyone the weapon to or the stick to beat you with by making a point like that.
Yeah, be very careful what you say to people, listeners, and Jerry.
indeed. Joan gets in touch. Dear Val, what do you think of a loveless marriage, no communication, my husband of 60 living like a young person out socialising in the pub 5 nights a week, no talk, doesn't want to listen. I try to point out what's going on in our marriage. Please help. My husband has denied counselling. I have gone to counselling. Okay, we'll try and deal with that in more detail next week. There's a lot to unpack in that one because we are unfortunately out of time. But thanks a million, Tony and Val, for talking to us in the programme. We'll get to that more in detail next week on the show.